This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, when it comes to safety, many federal buildings can't keep up, according to the Government Accountability Office. The National Cyber Director is touting progress on the White House's cyber efforts. And a new House bill specifies how agencies should buy, use, and manage artificial intelligence. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. A new bipartisan bill in the House is laying out specific responsibilities for the Office of Management and Budget and for agencies in buying, managing, and using artificial intelligence. The Federal AI Governance and Transparency Act, introduced yesterday by Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer and Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, aims to codify governance of agency AI systems, establish new mechanisms for transparency and accountability, and consolidate and streamline other existing AI laws. The committee is scheduled to mark up the bill on Thursday, along with several others, including the Federal Information Security Modernization Act of 2023 and the GSA Technology Accountability Act. Over the years, tweaks to the government's blue-collar pay system have left some employees underpaid and others overpaid. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman explains.
Employees on the federal wage system get annual raises based on how their pay stacks up against the private sector. But in many years, Congress caps these pay bumps. The idea is to make sure that pay rates don't exceed salaries on the general schedule. But in an unintended consequence, blue-collar feds now aren't paid on par with their private sector counterparts. A new report from the Government Accountability Office says management from the Department of Defense and the Office of Personnel Management will be critical to future changes for the federal wage system. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
A federal watchdog says many federal buildings are not keeping up with a critical safety requirement. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The General Services Administration, the federal government's landlord, requires asbestos inspections every 5 years for every federal building built before 1998. But the Government Accountability Office says about two-thirds of federal buildings haven't been inspected in the last 5 years. It found some federal buildings had no known inspection records, while some haven't been checked in more than a decade. GSA says limited funding, staffing shortages, and incomplete records are to blame for the watchdog's findings. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A General Services Administration official calls speed one of the keys to more secure cloud services. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Speed hasn't always been synonymous with the government's security authorization processes. But Eric Mill, Executive Director of Cloud Strategy at GSA's Technology Transformation Services, wants to change that.
We need to be making sure that we, in the service of visibility and oversight and security, are not making it impossible for companies to operate at the speed that produces as many security features and security improvements as possible.
Mill's comments come as GSA and the White House work on reforms to the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, commonly known as FedRAMP. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Congress is planning to give the Department of Veterans Affairs more funding for its new electronic health record, just not the amount VA officials were asking for. Lawmakers propose giving the VA $1.3 billion to support the project for the rest of this fiscal year. That's about $500 million less than what the department requested. Lawmakers say the cut is because the VA has put the project on hold in order to deal with persistent outages and usability problems at VA facilities currently using the new electronic health record. A federal union says the spending agreement in Congress from over the weekend is at best just an effort to tread water. Long-term spending challenges will continue to plague agencies, warns the American Federation of Government Employees. The union says the appropriations process on the whole is fundamentally flawed, And AFGE says limited funding for agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency and the Bureau of Prisons in the appropriations minibus could lead to further staffing issues. The Defense Department is hiring. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The Defense Department is seeking an artificial intelligence officer to join the Defense Logistics Agency. The candidate will be responsible for guiding and implementing AI initiatives within the DLA, developing a skilled AI workforce, and ensuring compliance with requirements to manage risks from using AI. To qualify, applicants must have 1 year of specialized experience equivalent to the GS 14 level or equivalent under other pay systems in the federal service, military, or private sector. The position requires critical sensitive or top secret access security clearance. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
National Cyber Director Harry Coker is touting progress on the White House's cyber efforts. It's been 1 year since President Joe Biden signed off on the new National Cybersecurity Strategy. Coker says agencies have already completed 20 out of the 69 initiatives sketched out in the strategy's implementation plan, including proposed changes to how the federal government buys Internet of Things devices aimed at ensuring they're secure by design. Coker says the White House will release the next version of the implementation plan soon. The Air Force collects a lot of valuable data that, in the words of General James Slife, quote, will never see the light of day. General Slife, the service's newly confirmed vice chief of staff, says his number one priority is to improve how the service collects and uses its vast amounts of data. Slife is seeking better solutions for moving large quantities of data so airmen don't have to physically transport hard drives between bases. He's also looking for cross-domain solutions to transfer data between different classification levels quickly, accurately, and in an automated fashion. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.